With New Jersey housing costs among the highest in the nation, Governor Mikey Sherrill has signed a measure that's designed to protect tenants from artificially high rents. WHYY's David Matthau reports.
The forbidding the algorithmic inflation of rent or FAIR Act prohibits landlords from using rent-setting software that artificially inflates housing costs. Jag Davies of the Fair Share Housing Center says this is not about opposing artificial intelligence and technology.
The concern is that when many landlords in the same market rely on the same algorithm, it can reduce competition and contribute to higher rents than would exist in a truly competitive market.
He says while the new law will benefit consumers, there is no silver bullet that is going to fix the Garden State's affordable housing crisis. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
ICE has detained more people at the Philadelphia International Airport in recent weeks, that according to immigrant rights groups. Elena Amelchin-Bruner is an immigrant justice organizer at Asian Americans United. She says the organization is aware of six people who have been detained at the airport since the middle of July.
Typically, we haven't gotten any reports of that on our hotline at all until maybe a couple weeks ago. And we heard of, I think it was four women in a span of 3 days that were detained at the airport, which was unusual.
Advocates are warning immigrants without permanent legal status to avoid the airport if possible. And Pennsylvania state and local police will be targeting aggressive drivers over the next few weeks in Bucks County as part of a regional crackdown. The targeted enforcement seeks to reduce aggressive driving-related crashes, as well as injuries and fatalities on roadways throughout the Philadelphia region. Partly cloudy and warm today, highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, clear skies, lows of around 70. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, highs of around 90. Then on Sunday, sunny and 88 degrees.